Hello.
Hi, I'm Kevin Sarmiento from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. Today we're talking with people in California, and I would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving, and that you are in a safe place that you can talk?
Okay, yes I am.
Is your name Aubrey Jensen?
My name is Aubrey Jensen.
Thank you so much. In which state do you currently live? Do you live in California?
I live in California.
And in which county in California do you currently live?
Merced County.
Thank you. Of all of the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on the cell phone, some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone, or all or almost all calls on a regular home phone?
We get all the calls on the cell phone.
Cell phone, thank you so much. Are you or is anyone on your household employed by a newspaper, television or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate, or for somebody like a candidate for political office?
No.
Now, just to ensure, we have a representative sample. First, in what year and where were you born?
1978.
Thank you so much, man. And what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian, or Alaska Native?
I'm white.
You're white?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And what is the last grade that you have completed in the school?
An associate's degree.
Associate's degree?
Uh-huh.
So it's just like a post-grad work?
Yeah, I completed all 12
master's
years
degree.
Of high school.
Or it's just like a master's degree, post-graduate work?
No.
Yeah.
No, it's a 2-year degree.
Oh, like a bachelor's degree?
That's a 4-year degree. I got an associate's.
Oh, okay. Thank you, then.
Mm-hmm.
And getting the start, first, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing as a president?
Disapprove.
Disapprove? Would you say, like, somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove the way Biden has been doing?
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. Thank you so much. Next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
I approve.
Strongly or some way?
Strongly.
And if the elections for a state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or the Democrat candidate from this district?
Democrat.
Next, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you do not know too much about, just tell me. We'll go to the next one right away, okay? The first person is Joanna Garcia Rose.
I don't know who she is.
Donald Trump.
Unfavorable.
Kamala Harris.
Favorable.
Esmeralda Zuria.
Favorable.
Thank you. Moving on, which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for a state assembly? Climatic change, inflation and the cost of living, taxes, crime and public safety, education, homelessness, jobs and the economy, healthcare, border security, or abortion?
Abortion.
Thank you. Thinking ahead to the November election, on a scale of 0, from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all interested and 10 means that you're extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
10.
Next. If the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Republican, or Kamala Harris, Democrat?
I would vote for Kamala Harris.
And if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor mother, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat state assembly member?
Yes, Esmeralda Soria.
Would you say it's just like lean Soria, probably Soria, or damply Soria?
Definitely.
Moving on. Would you say the economy is headed in the right direction, or is it pretty seriously off on the ground track?
We're pretty seriously off on the wrong track.
Next. Over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has decreased, increased, or stayed about the same?
Mine has stayed about the same.
On a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate?
Not that I can think of, no.
Although you have never voted for a Republican candidate before, would you consider yourself voting as a Republican this year?
No.
Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might heard about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for a state assembly. The first one is, Joanna Garcia is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, and corruption she finds. Would that make you feel less likely or more likely, or just no difference?
That makes me less likely to vote for her.
Somewhat or much?
Much.
As a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politician, tell the public in law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. That makes you feel less likely, more likely, or no difference?
Less likely.
Much or somewhat?
Much.
In the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write the law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office. That's a less likely, more likely, or no difference?
That I would vote for her for likely.
Much likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much, ma'am. We're about to finish right now. Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentence for meth and fentanyl dealers and one strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children. Would that make no difference, like slightly or more likely?
I mean, that would slightly make a difference. Yes, I would consider voting yes for that.
Somewhat more likely?
Somewhat.
Yeah, thank you so much. To make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items.
That would make me much less likely to support her.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Now that you have heard some more information, if the election for a state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia-Rose, Republican, Auditor, Mother, or Esmeralda Zoria, Democrat, state assembly member?
Definitely Esmeralda Zoria.
Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might heard about Esmeralda Zoria during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for a state assembly. The first one it is, Esmeralda Zoria supported a measure to raise taxes on Bali residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise. That makes you feel more likely, less likely, or no difference.
I mean, after I fact-checked that, I'd probably say it would be less likely to vote for her somewhat.
Thank you so much. Politician Esmeralda has been under FBI investigation multiple times for using ragging from unethical and corrupt spending for taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with. Would you say that's less likely, more likely, or no difference?
Less likely.
Somewhat or more?
Have a good day. Thank you.
Somewhat.
Somewhat less likely. Esmeralda Zoria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raise the gas tax. The legislature agreed, and now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it. That makes you feel more likely, less likely, or no difference?
I mean, I would not agree that with that statement that is even true at all. So
no difference.
No difference. There, that sounds good, yeah.
Esmeralda Zoria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that would raise taxes and Medicare as we know it, and result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance. Less likely, more likely, or no difference?
With it being noted that comes off awfully biased, I would be more likely to vote for Esmeralda Zoria for that. Much more.
Thank you. While families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Zoria voted to give those in the country illegally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. That makes you fear. More likely, less likely, or no difference at all?
No difference.
Esmeralda Zoria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaigns. This money could go toward negative campaigns ad or even some of Zoria's personal expenses. More likely, less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Now that you have heard some more information, if the election for a state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia-Rose, Republican Auditor Mother, or Esmeralda Zoria, Democratic State Assembly Member?
Most definitely Esmeralda Zoria.
Now, I have a few questions just for statistical purposes. It's just for statistical. Regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Something else.
That might be like independent?
Currently, I'm registered under the Peace and Freedom Party.
Oh, totally understand. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most situations?
Very liberal.
Next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-life or pro-choice?
Pro-choice.
some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on that basis, regardless of how the candidate stands on most of the other issues. Would you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their positions on abortion?
Yes, I would.
Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You were really helpful today. Have a nice rest of your day, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Take care. Bye.
Bye. Four.